Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. It's your girl back at it again with another solo. I'm excited for this one. I'm fired up. It's Friday. It's actually Valentine's Day today. Why do I feel like Valentine's Day is like less stressful and more fun when you're single? Maybe it's a hot take, but I feel like every year I've had a boyfriend or like some sort of like situationship during Valentine's Day, I'm always disappointed. And maybe the problem is the guys that I am in cahoots with, because like they should be making it fun and romantic. Clearly, I haven't been that satisfied with the way that they have planned Valentine's days in the past. So looking forward to the day where I enjoy a Valentine's day with a significant other, because like I've never had that. I remember being in a relationship and being like, gosh, my expectations are so much higher having a boyfriend than when I'm just with my girlies. And I'm like, this is gonna be a fun day. So all that to say is that if you were single this Valentine's day and you know, you were down bad, just think about at least you're not with a guy that isn't doing anything, because that would be 10 times worse, because like you have no expectations from your girly pops. Like when your girly pops do something, you're like, oh my God, that's so nice and sweet, you know? But when they do nothing, like you're not expecting anything from them. One of my really good friends, Katie Austin, is in this quad friend group where it's like her best friend, Liza, from home, and then their friend Kristen, and then Kristen's best friend Liz. And they all kind of have become this little friend group, right? And it's like a quad, and they're all around the same age and like the same area of life, right? And Liza, Katie, and Kristen all have very serious relationships. In fact, Katie and Kristen are married. Kristen has a baby on the way, and Liza is like probably going to get a ring on her finger in the next year or so. And then Liz is the only one that is single. And something that I thought was really cute is that this Valentine's Day, Katie, Kristen, and Liza sent their one single bestie a bouquet of flowers, like from the three of them. And I thought that was so sweet and thoughtful and cute, because I'm like, I would hope that one day when like I'm at the age where, you know, it's just harder to be single, like when everyone's starting to get married, like people around me, I'm 27. So it's like, I'm chilling. I don't really have that many friends that are married, like close friends that are married yet. I have like older friends that are married, but like, you know, my best friends who are my age aren't really married yet. Not all of them, and not even majority of them. I hope that one day when I'm married, and if I happen to have a friend who's single at the time and who happens to be, you know, in her 30s or whatever the case is, I want to send flowers to my girlfriend, because like, I can't imagine how much that meant to Liz and how thoughtful that was. And she like posted on her story and I responded and I was like, this is like actually the cutest, sweetest thing ever. I've never seen anyone do that. I feel like creators will get sent like a flower bouquet from a brand or like from their parents, but like never their core girlfriends, especially when they all have a man's, like it can literally make me cry thinking about how sweet that was. And like, I would feel so overwhelmed with just like joy and love if I were Liz. And I just think that's so adorable. Something to keep in mind, you know, for your single friends that are out there, if you're cuffed, like maybe like send them a little flower emoji, okay? Or grab them a rose, or just like think of them, because as much as today is all about you and your love and your man's and your significant other and like having the best romantic time, like sometimes it's a tough day for people, and it's like good to consider them, especially if they're close to you and they mean something to you. I'm trying out this Ilia skin tint because I am going to the gym after this, and because it's a gym in LA, I just like, I'm also like going with a friend, but I also kind of want to be just like somewhat put together, and I'm like breaking up because of my period, and a skin tint is the perfect mix. Although I've never tried this, so we're going to try it right now on camera. So today I wanted to talk about something that I feel like a lot of people in LA deal with, something that a lot of high profile people deal with, something that a lot of rich people deal with, something that a lot of celebrities deal with, something that a lot of people with power deal with. I would even go as far to say, like, someone that just has a sought after life and has something that people want. This is something they all deal with. Someone that listens to this podcast is someone that is out there making moves, bettering their life, doing the most. And I love that. And I feel like a lot of you that listen to this podcast are going to relate to this, because there's a lot of people out there that want a little piece of you. There's a lot of people out there that see what you're doing. They see the moves you're making. So what I want to talk about today is people wanting to have access to you. And if you're still a little lost, let me lay it out for you. Think about when you're going to a concert, right? There's people in the nosebleeds. There's people in the 100s section. There's people that even get floor tickets. Okay, if we're talking about Eras Tour, if you have a floor seat, like, you're rich, or like you know someone, right? You've got access, okay? More than the average Joe. Or like Ticketmaster is like on your side, because we all know how hard it is to get an Eras Tour ticket. If you think getting on the floor is like the best ticket you can get, What about the VIP passes? What about those that have an all access backstage pass? The people that have an all access pass to the VIP tent and Taylor's dressing room. There's probably like less than 10 people that have that all access pass, right? Like, probably Travis has that pass. Tree Payne probably has that pass. Her mother, brother, and father probably have that pass. I would assume maybe like a friend or two. And the reason the number of people that have an all access pass is so small is because not everyone and their mother can have an all access pass to Taylor Swift. She's busy. She can't accommodate to that many people. She needs to be locked in before, during, and after the show. She needs people that aren't sucking energy out of her, okay? It's kind of like that friend that comes over and you can just sit and rot and like be on each other's phones and you don't feel like you're giving it your all to hang out with them. It's just like, oh, I can relax because my bestie's here and like we don't have to talk about anything, but like if we do, it's gonna be fine and I don't have to like put on a show. But what I wanna ask you is, who has an all-access pass to your life? When you think about that VIP all access credential, because not everyone can have an all access pass to your life, right? Even though we aren't all Taylor Swift, we all provide value. We all have cool things about us. We all have connections. We all have a career we're building. We all have a strong relationship we're building. We all have a dynamic, fun friend group. Okay, there's all these amazing things and qualities about us that people want a part of. And the reason I feel so called to speak about this today is because I have kind of caught myself letting too many people have an all-access pass. I feel like I've let people who do not deserve an all-access pass, people who do not deserve VIP, people who don't even really deserve floor seating, are kind of getting an all-access pass. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are you in my dressing room? I mean, some people, if I'm just being honest, who should probably be in section 400 are like at a floor seat in my life. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't want to gatekeep anyone or any of the information. I want to connect people. I want to help others. Like, I want to be someone that people are comfortable to reach out to. But I think there's a fine line. I think there's a boundary that I'm not setting up as strongly as I would like. And too many people are getting a little too comfortable, I think, with me. I think sometimes people mistake my warm and fuzziness and me wanting to help as, you have an all access pass to me. You know what I mean? And I need to like put a boundary up, because that is just like far from the truth and quite frankly, isn't healthy. And the reason I thought of this concept even to begin with, or, you know, became aware of it, is because in the last couple of weeks, I've essentially caught people thinking that they have an all access pass to me when they don't. And I feel like they kind of were taking advantage of me. I was getting a weird feeling in my gut, like, ooh, that didn't feel good. Ooh, I feel a little used. Ooh, I'm sick and tired of letting that person do the same thing over and over and over to me. That just like isn't good. So I started to think, I was like, why are all these people thinking that they can just ask me for anything and expect anything from me? Like, the audacity, kind of. Like, I'm kind of like, in what world did they think that was a good idea to like send me a text like that? I guess part of the reason has to be me, right? Like, when you're looking at, okay, this is like happening multiple times, like, what could be the issue here? Heaven forbid, it might be me. I think something that's very human that we all do sometimes is like want to blame it on someone else, when really it's like, you know, I might be the problem. I would like to believe that most of the time I can accept when I'm the problem, or, you know, I can recognize when I'm the problem or admit to it. I would like to believe I'm somewhat self-aware in that area. But with this, I caught myself, like, I kept getting frustrated and, like, kind of like talking to one of my friends, like, why is that okay? Why do people keep doing that? And she had kept kind of saying to me, well, like, you're just so nice. That's like your personality. Like, that's just something you would do, like, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I like that about me. I like that that's something I would do. I like that I would go out of my way to help someone. I like that I would give someone a second chance, but a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth chance, I don't like that. When I think about my dream self and the highest version of myself, I am one to give a second chance. I am one to help someone when they need it, but I am not someone who is going to be taken advantage of. I'm not someone you can just walk all over. So some people that might want access to your life or just in my life are, let's say, a boy. Maybe he just wants access in a romantic way. Maybe he just wants access in a sexual way. He just wants me around so I can give him attention. He just wants me around when he's horny. You know what I mean? Like, there's a plethora of things like men can want access to you for. Same with a friend. A friend might want access to you because you are a social butterfly. Maybe you know someone that they want to know. Maybe it's as simple as they just like hanging out at your house and they want access to your house and to come hang out and, like, have a safe space. Okay. All of these things are friend privileges. Same with the boy. Like, when I think about things that I've done for men that, like, aren't my boyfriend and I'm giving them boyfriend privileges, I'm like, ooh, like, I know I shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't have access to that side of me. Same with coworkers. Maybe they want a promotion. Maybe in my case, they want to be connected with another creator that I know because they want to collab with them, or they want to be friends with them, or they want to be affiliated with them, or they want to go to the events that this person goes to. Maybe they-
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They want to contact at a brand that I work with regularly and worked my ass off to get. I am very open. I'm not a gatekeeper. I love to connect people, but almost to a fault. I noticed that people have gotten a little too comfortable around me with asking things from me where I'm like, ugh, I just didn't like that. It felt weird. And I'm going to trust my gut. So I'm reevaluating who gets an all-access pass to my awesome life, because I bring a lot to the table that people want, and I'm sure you do the same. I've been sleeping on this boundary. I haven't been putting this boundary up as strongly as I would like. My goal from here on out is to make it stronger and to stick to my guns, and more importantly, stick to the promises I keep myself. If I nip something in the bud that I didn't like, and then they do it again and I let it happen, that's on me. And I'm sick and tired of feeling that way. I'm sick and tired of feeling used or, like, taken advantage of, or not being provided with the same amount of value or not getting anything in return. And again, I don't think that every friendship and relationship and person in your life needs to give you something in return. But I do think there are times when people take advantage and you aren't getting anything in return, and it can end up being toxic. I feel like Gen Z in our generation is so extreme. Like, this person's so toxic. And it's like, first of all, toxic is such an extreme word. And just because something isn't toxic, but, like, it's not good, is still a good enough reason to set up a boundary with someone or cut them off. It doesn't have to get to that extreme. You can get a weird feeling in your gut and then immediately set a boundary. It can just be as simple as that. Like, ugh, I didn't like the way they made me feel. Or, ooh, I didn't like when we went out to dinner three times in a row and they continued to talk shit about their best friend and then went and continue to hang out with them and, like, post pictures with them when really, like, they don't really know me well and they're talking mad shit about their best friend to me. I feel like there's a lot of things like that where I'm like, oh, why did I let that continue to happen? Like, I can also change the conversation. Even though sometimes, like, I enjoy hearing tea, and like drama's fun. If I'm getting a weird pin in my stomach, like I can just change the subject, like in a low key way. It gets to a point where it's like the tea is no longer fun and spicy and like drama. It's now like mean, negative, bad vibes, doing no good for anyone. So I want to talk to you about people that I feel like were wanting a little too much access in my life that I needed to set a boundary with. And hopefully this can resonate with one of you and maybe help you pinpoint the people that are getting a little too much access in your life and kind of have that all access backstage pass. And it's funny because I feel like I unfortunately dealt with someone that was like fiending for my pass. It was actually a guy who I had matched with on a dating app. And I was actually was really excited about this guy. Like, this is the first guy in a while from an app. I feel like I've been meeting most of the guys in my life in the wild lately or like through friends. But I matched with this guy on an app and it was the first guy that I've been like, whoa, I'll actually respond to you. So we end up matching and then he ends up messaging me and like the energy is fire. He's smooth. He asked for my number. We move from the app to now texting. And this guy is pleasantly surprising me. He's picking up on my energy. He's laughing at my jokes. I'm laughing at his jokes. Like, things are going well. And he's like planning the date. I'm letting him lead. He's doing a great job doing so. And I'm enjoying his presence. Like, I'm excited about this. I'm now texting someone that makes me smile. All of this went to shit when I got a phone call from this man. Okay. I'm supposed to go on a date with him on Sunday. On Monday, I get a call from him. I didn't even have his number saved. Like, it said, like, maybe so-and-so. Let's call him Sam. Maybe Sam is calling me. So I answer and he's normal. He's like, hey, like, is this so-and-so? Like, and I'm like, yeah, is this so-and-so? And he's like, I'm just on my daily walk. Like, I want to get my 10 steps in. I'm like, respect. Of course, I'm eating that up. And he's talking. And then he's like, sort of just like talking about himself. In my head, I'm just kind of like, why are you calling me? Like, are you bored? Are you wanting attention? Are you trying to suss me out? I kind of thought if you're going to call me, you're going to be like asking something for me. Nope. This man wanted to talk about himself, his goals for the year, his business, how he grew up. And it's kind of like almost at this point, dare I say, giving like first date energy. It's like, save this for the date, buddy. Like, why are we talking on the phone right now about, you know, your life story? Like, with all due respect, I don't really give a shit. And like, now it's like, what am I going to ask on the first date? And I will say at the beginning of the call, he asked what I did that day. And I was like, oh, you know, I had a meeting, blah, blah, blah. And he immediately was like, what was your meeting about? Like, where was it? And I was like, okay, that's like kind of a weird question. Like, why do you give a shit? He ends up telling me that like his word for the year is something to do with being creative. And he's really trying to put himself out there. And, you know, because he's this analytical guy and he's had this accounting numbers background and now he's starting his own company and yada, yada, yada. And he's trying to post on social media. And then immediately my yellow flag goes up and I'm like, okay, where are you going with this? Right? There's like a fine line when you know someone does social media for their job. And it's like, I don't know. I just like, my guard was kind of going up because I'm like, ooh, why are you talking to me about this? You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know me. We're not even there yet. Like, type of thing. Like, I don't know you at all. It just was weird. So then he's talking, kind of talking about the social media of it all. And he's like, yeah, I actually just started a podcast. I actually started two of them, you know, one's for my business, one's for my personal. And I'm like, wait, what? Because on my dating profile, it says my job is podcaster. And like, I can tell he's doing this buildup to then bring the podcast of it all around. You know what I mean? I can tell he has a game plan at this point. He like brings up the podcast and he's like, yeah. I'm really excited about it. I have a couple of episodes out. Like, you should come on it. Like, keep in mind, you guys, I have never met this man. I just matched with him. We just got each other's numbers. Like, I'm kind of excited about the date, but like, I'm like, we'll see. The date's a week away. He called me out of nowhere. He puts me on the spot. He asked me to come on his podcast. Like, please just like, for a second, put yourself in my shoes. Like, that's insane. That'd be like me matching with an actor and being like, yeah, like you should have me on your show. And they'd be like, literally what? Or like me matching with a singer and I'm like, yeah, you should put me on your track. Like, it's just like, whoa, why would you say that right now? And it like wasn't as a joke. It wasn't like, yeah, of course, get me on the pod. And I'm like, haha, yeah. Like, no, it was serious. It was like, yeah, you should come on. Like, would you? And I was like, so caught off guard because like, again, I'm nice. I'm chill. I want to help. I'm supportive of like people that want to like put themselves out there and, you know, become somebody. Like, it's hard. Everyone has to start from zero. But like, you also can do that without being a user or making people uncomfortable or crossing a line, right? Like, that's just so effing weird. And by the way, like, we're supposed to be flirting, not like making a business deal right now, right? So he then proceeds to ask me, he's like, yeah, like, would you come on? And I'm like, maybe. Like, I don't know what to say. He was like, really? Like, you would? And I was like, I don't know. Like, we'll just have to see, like, how the date goes. I was like, that's kind of what I said. So then he, like, keeps talking about himself. He's talking about these other things he's doing. I'm like, I don't really give a shit, but, like, whatever, I'll go along with it. I can deal with LA fuckheads, you know what I mean? So he's, like, yapping about himself, yada, yada. And then he brings up the podcast again. And he's like, yeah, like, I really feel like you should come on. Like, you'll come on, right? And I was like, what? By the end of this phone call, which was probably like 20-ish minutes, I'm like, listen, I gotta go. I've got a reservation at South Beverly Grill. I'm heading out. My friends are like, let's effing go. We're gonna miss our reservation. I'm like, I gotta go. I'll see you later. And he goes, okay, so when are you free to come on the podcast this week? This is now the third effing time this man has asked me to come on his dumbass podcast. And I don't even know him. I've already insinuated that I'm not really down. And I'm like, maybe. Also, what do you mean you want me to come on the podcast this week? And he's like, yeah, I figured we could do it like before you come on the date. In what world do you think I would come on a podcast before we even go on a date? That would be our first date. It sounds like his podcast is about his company. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense to have me as a guest on. Like, from a business standpoint, like, it's not even like a, oh, I'm this creator and you want my followers type of shit. It's like, it doesn't make sense from a business standpoint why you would ever want me as a guest. So the only reason I can ever think of you wanting me on a guest is because I do have a following and people would listen because I have a following type of thing, right? By the way, I do podcasts all the time who have a way smaller following than me because I think it's important. And there was a time where I didn't have any listeners. And it meant so much to me when like bigger creators or just any creator would come on my podcast. I'm not even saying I'm a big creator because I'm not. I'm bigger than this motherfucker though. At this point, I'm like, I don't really think so. Like, I gotta go, right? I like hang up. I was like trying to laugh it off. And I was like, that was kind of weird. Like, whatever. Like in my head, I'm still gonna go on the date. The way my girlfriend and my guy friend literally ripped this man to shreds. They're like, TK, that man is using the fuck out of you. Like him wanting to come on your podcast or him wanting you on his podcast is insane as someone that matched on a dating app. And by the way, before the date, like there's so many things about this that he did the wrong way. Isn't that the first thing that you kind of learn when you're like in LA and in this industry to like not just blatantly use people or ask for things like out of pocket like that? Like I'm just like at least being a little bit more smooth with your asking and your delivery. Isn't that what everyone kind of does? Like you scratch my back, you take me out to dinner, you whatever, and then you ask. What an idiot. Like he's so dumb, which also like gave me the ick because I'm like, how can you be so dumb to do that? Because I'm like, I would never date a guy that dumb. And also like, what do you think? I'm just going to start bringing you like to the things that I go to, like bringing you around my friends, bringing you to events, bringing you to work things. And it's like, you're foaming at the mouth anytime you're at any event with me because like you're asking everyone that I possibly know to be on your podcast. Like if you're asking me, someone you've never met and you met on a dating app once to be on your podcast, I can't imagine when you get someone that's actually big in front of your face to ask them on your podcast. Like, and then by the way, embarrass the hell out of me. His ability to not read a room, ick. Him asking me not once, not twice, three times to be on his podcast, ick. Him honestly calling me, I think it's kind of weird. Ick. Who, what, where, when, why? Why would we need to have a phone call before the date? I understand if you want to do it like day of to make sure that I'm the same person that my pictures are, but like he was not doing that. He had an ulterior motive. He had a game plan and he really was, he was good at like schmoozing, making it seem like it was in conversation and it was casual and it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I'm not gonna lie, if my friends weren't there, I would be worried that I probably would have gone on the date. Because like, I'm in this era where I'm like trying to put myself out there. I'm trying to give people a chance that I wouldn't normally give a chance. Like I was trying to be supportive of this guy's career instead of getting icked out because I feel like I get so icked out so easily when men are like posting TikToks and like doing podcasts and it's like, live, love, love. I know everyone has to start from like nowhere, but at the same time, like, thank God I have trusted my gut in the past because like, this is just not my guy. My mans would never do that. Okay. I basically tell him at the end, I'm like, no, can't this week. I'm way too busy. I gotta go. I have a reservation. Hang up. Don't hear from him until Thursday. Our date's supposed to be on Sunday. I'm thinking he's going to follow up about the date, right? That we have Sunday. He goes, TK, ! The people are asking, when can we get you on the podcast? In my head, I'm like, the unsend button is still an option. I'm going to give you two to do that. In what motherforking world do you think that that was a good text to send after I told you three times on the phone that I didn't really want to do that. And I didn't give you the vibe. And I told you no at the end. I was like, no, I don't really think so. He was like, when can we get you on this week? The date's on Sunday. He's texting me this on Thursday. Yeah, I'm just going to put a pin in that for a sec. When people ask why I don't have a boyfriend, because I'm dealing with motherfuckers like this. When people ask why I'm single in LA, why it's so hard to date, because motherfuckers that seem normal aren't. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Can you imagine if I did this to a guy? Can you imagine if I matched with like an NFL player and I like immediately asked them to come on my podcast and I'm like foaming at the mouth and I asked them three times and follow up with a text? I would be blocked, like legitimately. And by the way, I would be like blacklisted from anything NFL from the rest of my life. Cut to, I end up responding with what I feel like is a text I am so proud to have sent, because normally I'm a ghoster. I'm just like in my standing up for myself era. This is what I said to TK exclamation, exclamation. The people are asking, when can we get you on the pod? What people are asking? Like, are you putting up a question sticker on your fucking story and people are requesting me? Because I highly doubt that. Anyway, I said, hi, if I'm being completely honest, I thought you had the intention of taking me out for romantic reasons, not business. Although I am flattered you'd like to have me on, I'm not interested. Best of luck to you. Short, sweet, to the point, concise, upfront, saying exactly how I feel. Then he responded and was like, I absolutely didn't have that intention. I'm so sorry. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to still take you out. No. You already murdered this date when the first time you asked for the podcast and on the phone call, let alone this follow-up text, was bananas. Like, the fact that you couldn't read a room and you still sent me a follow-up text, insane. Now, buddy, you no longer have a date Sunday, but you also will never be hearing from me and never have me on my podcast. And by the way, anyone that ever asks me about you, you will not be getting a good review. And what I learned from this is that just because I'm nice and warm and fuzzy and open and a good person and I want to help doesn't mean that you can take advantage of me. Doesn't mean that you should even be comfortable to ask me something like that. I'm like embarrassed that I was like excited about this guy. You know, it's so hard to date in this day and age. And like, it's so hard to find a normal person, let alone match with them, let alone go on the date, let alone plan it. After this, I was just like embarrassed because now my friends are invested and they're like, no, he did not ask about the podcast again. Like, I was just like so frustrated. And even one of my friends, like, I told her the story and I told her what I said. And she was like, wait, what? Like, why'd you send that text? Like, I thought that he like went to a good school and he like played football. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, the bar is that low on the floor that like, just because he played football and went to a good school means like I should probably go on this date, even though he said some wackadoodle shit to me. Like, that guy wanted access of me. I kind of forget sometimes that like, I am a fucking catch. I have an incredible network. Of course he would want me on his podcast. Of course he would want to be affiliated with me. Of course he would want to take me on a date. These are things I know deep down when I'm in like my best boss ass bitch self. But when I'm not, and you know, I'm not having the best confidence today, it's hard like realizing these things and like telling myself like, you know, that I am all that in a bag of chips. I don't like that this guy even felt comfortable to send me that follow-up text. It just really made me think about who gets access to my life, because of course people want access to my life because my life's awesome, because I have amazing people in my life. I have amazing connections. I've networked the house down boots. I have access to a lot of things and people and events and brands, and I have access to cool shit. So of course people want access to me. And the same thing happened. Like, there's this friend that I've been hanging out with, and you know, these two people that never really asked me to hang out all of a sudden want access to me because they want access to the friend. They want to hang out with my new friend through me. I had to nip that in the bud. I was like, damn, am I even invited to this? Like, that's what I responded, because I'm just like, it's so rude and obvious sometimes that like people are fiending for access to my life and things that I have put in the work to get and do and cultivate. And I need to put up a boundary and like nip things in the bud and be like, absolutely not. In what world did you think that was okay to ask me that? Time and time again, it's kind of been happening to me and been a recurring thing. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people getting access. Of course, they're going to want access to my life. And of course, they're going to want access to your life because you've cultivated an amazing life. But I get to pick and choose who gets access to it. Same with this guy that I was in cahoots with. He was getting too much access to me. He was getting almost like boyfriend privileges when we weren't even close. We hadn't even started that race. You know, the gunshot hadn't even gone off. Okay. In that world. And this man was getting way too much attention from me. He wanted access to me because I'm a great friend. I know cool people. I go to cool places. I'm fun to be around. I'm great energy. I gas him up. I give him attention. I'm easy on the eyes. No, I'm kidding. maybe to him though. But seriously, like there were basically these three big moments in my life where I was like throwing in the towel on this. I was like, I don't like the way people are using me in a romantic setting, in a friend setting, in a work setting. I'm done. I'm putting up a boundary because not everyone gets an all access pass to me and not everyone should get an all access pass to you. And an analogy I like to think of is like the Partyful app. You do not get access to the whole list of who's showing up to my party unless you are RSVP. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too. And what's funny is this week I was scrolling my FYP and I saw someone say this on TikTok. I don't know the name. I thought it really hit different for me. She said, what's funny is people start talking poorly about you once they don't have access to you. And it's so true. It's like, if someone doesn't have access to me, if they don't know me and they can't speak to me directly, they might start talking poorly about me because they want access to me because they're jealous. Like normalize recognizing when people are a little jealous of you. Normalize setting up a boundary with people that want access to you. And like I said, people hit me up all the time to connect them with someone they want to meet. And I would say like 80% of the time, I'm happy to do it. It's like one of my favorite things in the world is connecting people, especially when it feels right and the intentions are clear and they're kind. However, when I feel violated, when I get that weird gut feeling, when I feel used, when I feel trespassed, I'm like, hell forking no. Boundary up. No more access for you, buddy. You're going to the nosebleeds. No more floor seats. No more backstage pass. Good luck watching from there. A quote that I found on the internet that resonated with me regarding this topic was, a lot of people want to sit at your table, not help set it. And I think that's so true. A lot of people want access to me, but not help me when I'm down, but not help me when I'm struggling, but not help me, you know, when I need them to connect me with someone or I have a question or I want their opinion. Like the amount of times I've gone in on helping some of my creator friends or just like people in this industry brainstorm and help them with ideas. And the second I ask the question of them and they give me literally nothing, zero effort, zero thought, I'm like, all right, noted, boundary up. I don't want that type of friend in my life. Like that person does not get VIP access to my life. It's like the same thing when people come over and like you host a party and then it's like everyone's cleaning up and there's those couple of people that like don't even bother trying to help clean up. It's like, ew, who raised you? You know, it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's a good thing to know. Like some people want to be close to you because they want access to you, not because they like you. They want access to your life that you've worked your ass off for. So these are the things to do to help set a boundary. I have these things written down. Dealing with people who are only around you for access, not because they genuinely like you, requires a mix of awareness, boundaries, and strategic distancing. Here's how to handle it. First thing, pay attention to the patterns. Pay attention to if this is a recurring thing. Second thing, pay attention to your gut. If someone gives you an icky feeling, it's probably true. They probably have icky intentions. Three, keep that circle tight. Be careful who you're telling your strengths and your weaknesses to. I always find that, you know, when people are struggling personally on YouTube, their views are higher. Like, you know, if they're going through a hard time or you can just tell they're down bad, people love to watch it because like misery loves company, you know? And it's like hard for people to be happy and invested in someone that is doing well and is thriving. And so it's so important to keep your circle tight with those who help you set that table and want to dine with you. Those who help you when you're down. Those help you when you need it. Those you can reach out to when you're down bad. Like those people that you can rely on no matter what are those who deserve the VIP all access pass. Number four is let them expose themselves. Dating app guy just exposed the hell out of himself. And you know what's so funny about him in particular is I actually had a few mutuals with him. Like people looked him up and they were like, oh, I have mutuals. And they would hit up their mutual and ask. Literally, I had, I'm not kidding you, three solid people in my life that had mutuals with him and they all asked their mutuals about him. And every single one of them out of the three people that I knew that asked their friends who knew him personally, out of the three of them, they all had bad reviews about him. All three. Isn't that crazy? Like I want to be someone that only has good reviews. I want to be someone that if someone reaches out to their friend about potentially dating me, I want them to be like, she's the fucking shit. She's a boss ass bitch. She's such a nice girl. She's down to earth. She, you know, is a great friend. Like I want to have raving reviews. Like there's no reason I should ever have a bad review from a mutual friend. You know what I mean? And the fact that all of them had bad things to say, I was like, red flag. Oh my gosh. Thank God. And then the last thing I want you to remember, I think this is number five, is move in silence. Sometimes people that don't have an all access pass to your life don't need to know everything. Let them find it out on their own. And at the end of the day, people who use others for access usually expose themselves over time. And it's easy to find out. All you have to do is pay attention to the patterns, pay attention to your gut, and slowly distance yourself, because you're protecting your access. You're protecting your peace. And we don't have time for mother effers like that. Anyway, I hope that this podcast resonated with one of you guys. And if there's anyone in your life that you feel like has that VIP access, but shouldn't really, like, let's slowly start to distance from them together, because I will be doing the same. It's just like good to reevaluate and look at the people in your life that have VIP access, because not everyone should. It's a privilege. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening on YouTube, why don't you comment VIP? I mean, you guys technically are my VIPs. Like, the fact that you just go to hear all those stories, like, you're welcome, VIP. You're on the floor level. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week, and be sure to make someone else's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.